You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. This episode is brought to you by Savage Mountain Punk Festival. You can check this out at www.svgmtnpunkfest.com. This is a festival going on in Frostburg, Maryland, at a place called Dante's on August 11th and 12th. Shitload of bands going to be there. If I remember correctly, it's one show Friday night, two shows
Saturday.
You definitely want to check this out. Tickets are available on the website. Hopefully next month we are going to have a bunch of these bands to play for you. So that is going to be cool. So episode 12.
Yes.
Sounded like shit. Sounded like we were recording a tin can.
Yeah.
Let me explain what happened here. When I plug this interface into the computer, it picks it up, and it tells me that it picked it up, and I got to okay it to use this instead of the built-in mic.
Oh, okay.
So when I went, my process is, after we're done recording, and I go back and edit it, do whatever, cut all the dead air out, post the episode, I listen to it on the computer. And then once it gets transferred over into the MP3 that I upload or whatever, I don't listen to it at that point until it's on iTunes, and I listen on my phone at work just to see how everything went. And that's when I was at work going, why does it... I thought that's how we always sound it. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. So I went back to the episode before. I'm like, oh, it sounds so much better. I was like, what's going on here? And that's when I realized that, you know what? That never popped up on my screen, even though I had plugged it in. For some reason, it didn't register it. But even though the interface is on and I'm hearing everything and adjusting everything,
it's not recording that.
So I apologize for episode 12 sounding like we went backwards. But that didn't affect the music aspect of it, since it's just files I'm uploading. But yeah, that was still fucking stupid. And so we're re-recording this episode because... Well, I got my wife, Christine, on here with us. Say hello.
Hello.
Because later on, we're going to have her and Brendan battle it out with some music to see who can answer it first.
Name the band.
Because Brendan's not very good at this.
As I recall, last time I beat the shit out of her.
No, I still have the scoreboard from last time.
It was like 10-2. It was 9-2.
It was 9-2.
That is not how I choose to remember it.
When I sent you the text that we had to re-record episode 13, did you study? Did you sit at home and play songs and just scream it out on your couch?
Have.
Put on shuffle, just start screaming band names out.
Actually, I was hoping we weren't gonna do this again.
So before we get into the name the band, let's play something. What we got first on the list?
Looks like the band Angels Among Ashes playing the song Casting Shade.
Another nail in the coffin, officiated, and I'm no will to fight. Fought with visions, a pair of grace.
just us, if we won't stand for that. They're casting shade on our generation. They can take a one man. They're using hate to rise up against us. If we won't stand for that, listen to my dark return.
Oh, double twisted, they've been thinking that I might turn. I'm undercover with the sound of a wrong fight back. And forward to tomorrow, you're chasing the sunrise.
That was Casting Shade by Angels Among Ashes. They are out of Columbia, South Carolina, and you can find them at facebook.com/Angels Among Ashes Band.
Awesome. Are you ready to dominate Brendan here? Or?
I don't know.
I know I will.
Brendan, confident. You look nervous, Brendan.
Because I want to make an ass of myself again.
Wasn't bad enough. We already did this once, so we had to do it again.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let me turn this on and let's do a round. The way I got this set up, we're going to do it easy, what I think is easy, medium, and hard. So hopefully I get this right.
Okay.
There was a discrepancy the last time.
I know, because I
which one,
said the wrong answer and said the right answer right after that.
Yeah.
So once you say something, you're done. Yeah. You're out.
One chance.
Yeah. All right. As long as we know that. Oop, there it is. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay, here's the first one.
Damn.
I got one.
You got one, awesome. Brendan. Got one.
See? Told you I was going to whoop your ass.
You're catching me on a Friday night after being up too late.
Whoa. Cancel course?
Yeah, that was one of them. I got to pick something else.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm out of control over here. Shit. Got to give Timberton two. Fuck.
No way.
Yeah.
I would have known that answer.
All right, hold on. I got to make new tally marks on my piece of paper here. Shit. Stupid fucking technology. All right, that's not till. That was gonna be medium.
Oh.
So my thumb accidentally hit it. So gotcha. I'll have to reevaluate my medium. You ready for number two?
Yep.
You sure, Christine? Are you ready? Do you have your head in the game? Or are you just?
No, I don't. I don't.
Do you lose your superpower when you're not drinking? Is that it? All right, number two.
Pantera.
Bitter. Fuck. Damn it. I knew it a half a second too late.
Yes, yes. That's good. I need Brendan to lose so I can name the episode Brendan's a Disappointment. If he wins, this is not going to make any sense. So I'm still going to name the episode that. Because people don't. we'll never get to hear the actual. God, I can only imagine how that sounds.
What's
the last episode?
Oh,
because of the how it didn't record properly. It has to sound fucking terrible.
Yeah,
I still have it. I need to
listen to it.
Yeah. All right. Number three. We're doing four each section.
Yeah. Okay.
Here it goes.
Spell.
Fuck. Fuck.
Brendan got. You were trying so
half
hard.
A second. Too late again.
All right. All right. Number four. Look at you both ready. Ready like you're about to just take off running. Here we go. Number four.
Megadeth.
Motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That would have been almost a medium one.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, I thought it was easy. But then again, I know it's coming up. Yeah. So.
Did you tally me for that one?
I tallied you for that, I think. I did not.
You did not. I didn't think so.
I'm trying to help my boy out over here. Just trying to help him out. Jeez. All right. Well, let's play the next song here. So I have to go through and pick out another medium song since I fucked that up.
All right, looks like next we've got Compliance Rewarded playing the song Hazy Field.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
That was Hazy Field by Compliance Rewarded. They are out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I don't have any website information for that band.
Nope, they do not have a website. So, don't know what to tell you. Sorry.
Yeah. If you're in Indianapolis, you might see them playing somewhere. But other than that, no idea.
No idea. My wife was complaining in between that song about this is not a good day to be doing this because it's a Friday night and we've all been up all day working. She's using that as an excuse to...
And I'm not drinking.
Oh, and not drinking. That's... Well,
the last two times I dominated the shit out of him, I was drinking.
That's true. It is a big disappointment that we're not drinking. Yep. We probably just had people unsubscribe because we're not drinking now that they know we're not drinking. They miss Brendan's
popping the tap
on the first couple episodes. What's that popping noise that's going on with this fucking podcast? Oh, it's us just opening beers up the entire time.
Ew.
Oh, shit. Let's play another one, Brendan.
All right. Looks like we got the song Relentless by the band Execution of a Dream.
Why the unforgiving sun do you?
That was Relentless by Execution of a Dream. They are out of Beaufort, South Carolina. You can find them at facebook.com/xoad.band.
Awesome. You guys ready for medium round?
I'll try.
Not spicy, not yet, just medium. Medium is hotter than mild, right?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, you ask me that every week at the grocery store.
I can never remember. I can't have that shit too hot, Brendan. I don't like to fucking sweat when I eat like you do.
Yeah.
I like just a little bit.
Yeah, spicier the better.
You're crazy. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do this.
Oh, shit.
Six under.
Oh, damn it. I was right behind you. I had that one.
Damn, awesome. This game's close. I mean, Brendan, you're only down by one right now. You realize that? You have a chance to come back and take the lead.
That was a hard one. That was not hard.
That wasn't hard.
It was not hard. That was medium.
Wasn't that off their first album?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So that's like the only album that matters.
Yeah,
by
really.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How many times did we roll out in the LTD putting the cassette tape in of that motherfucker?
Yeah, that on cassette tape?
That was on
I had to put it on a cassette tape so I could put it in the car. I had no fucking CD player in that car. Shit. Song number two. Here we go.
Testament. No, fuck. No, I know it. Now. I know it.
Well, take your time now.
I know. Motherfucker.
Come on.
That sounds just like a Testament song. I know it.
This is
God damn it. I should know this. I know the fucking lyrics.
That was a trick.
That is not a trick. It was not a trick at all.
Girls gather around to watch me bleed.
Come on, Brendan.
Fuck! Motherfuck!
You want the point or not? I don't even know.
Sepultura.
What the fuck?
Fools got
that sucks. I gotta pick another one now.
Damn it! I don't know what.
Fools got around to watch me bleed.
Once he finally gets up, let me know.
Napalm Death?
No.
What?
God damn it.
Oh my God.
I know.
Fools gather around. Oh my God.
I know. What the hell?
Oh, geez.
What is it, Christine?
It's Entombed.
Shit. Fucking hell. God damn. I don't know how I didn't.
That sounds just like the beginning of a Testament song, and you know it. That was a trick.
That was not a trick.
Yes, it was.
That was not a trick. At all.
That sounds like the beginning of, like, was it a song Low or something?
No, not even close.
Yeah. Low starts with the drums.
What?
Did that start with the drums?
Yeah, it did.
I don't remember. God damn it. I don't know how I didn't get that. That pisses me off.
Jeez.
Does Christine
get a point? Get a point for that?
Nobody gets a point. Nobody gets a point. Nobody can answer the fucking question.
What the hell?
A huge disappointment.
Fuck.
Come on, guys. What the fuck?
I knew it wasn't Napalm Death, but I had to say something.
I don't think he has it on his phone.
Napalm Death?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any on my phone.
Yeah. Damn it.
And Sepultura was going to be the next one, but
obviously.
I went to hit pause and hit the next button.
Sounds like you're
Fuck
tired.
This phone.
Sounds like you're tired too.
My hands aren't working properly. This is bullshit. It's all right. I'm going to move on to the next. I'll move on to another one. That was the first one, correct? Yes.
Nope.
No, it wasn't. Second one. Sorry. I've got everything out of order since I had to redo it. Redo that. Okay. Here's the next one.
God.
Ah, shit. Carnivore.
Damn.
Typo?
Yep.
Fuck. God damn. Damn it.
I mean, you were partially.
Yeah.
This should be in the hard section.
This is medium. Just wait till we get to the fucking hard. Just wait. It's gonna be bands. Well, you got, well, no, yeah. You don't even know them. I just put shit on there so yeah, everybody loses. Sense. Man, I gotta hold on. I'm gonna have to jump into my library here because I ran out since I fucked myself on that one.
Yeah. Did you know the Sepultura when you heard it? When you
exited? I wouldn't have known that one. Yeah. I don't know if I would know it as fast as you though.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know how hard this is gonna be, but here it goes.
Misfits. Who got that one?
Okay. Shoot,
damn. You were close, bro.
Fucking really hell.
You were close. Oh, shit. Now we're back in the same boat, Brendan. I'm seeing all the tally marks come up on hers, and you're at two. Oh, man.
Let's, I would have had that in 2-1. Jump the gun.
Jump the gun. I did. And it does not sound anything like Testament.
Yes, it does.
Wrong. Wrong.
Put the beginning of that song and the beginning of the Testament song.
All right, I'm gonna similar. Find it, and let's play it. Let's play a song, and okay. I'll look for it while the song's playing.
Okay, up next we got the band Mob Mentality playing the song "Another Loss." That was Another Loss by the band Mob Mentality. They are out of Pennsylvania. You can find them at mobmentalityoi.bandcamp.com. That's mobmentalityoi.
Awesome. So which song did you think that was? Low?
Maybe Low. I don't know. A Testament song. Okay.
That's Low.
Okay, play the other one.
And which one? What other one?
And they didn't do the song.
Oh, you want me to go back and forth between that? There's nothing like that. You're fucking crazy. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I guess
not. Yeah, I guess not. Know. Not even fucking close. So So you just made yourself look like an asshole. I'm just saying.
It's the drums, maybe.
No, it's nothing. That you're crazy.
I think we should take a point away from her.
No.
Look at Brendan over here trying to get anything he can to get his fucking points up. Oh fuck! Let's play another one more band. And we'll do the hard round.
All right. Up next, we got the band Indurate with the song Panopticon.
That Transformer?
Yeah, I believe it is.
We'll be right back.
That was Panopticon by the band Indurate. They're out of Terryville, Connecticut. And you can find them at ReverbNation.com/Indurate. That's spelled I-N-D-U-R-A-T-E.
Hell yeah. Awesome. So we got the last four here, yep. Which I don't even know why we're doing this because...
I'm not dominating as much as I was last week.
No, but there's also missing points because you guys can't even answer the questions. Doesn't matter. It's a point you could still have, and then, yeah, you'd be pretty much in the same boat as you were last time. You're down by 1 point. He's got 2, and you've got 5. So if you had that point, you didn't have your head in your ass, you would be just like last week. All right.
Okay.
This is going to get serious now. This is real time.
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh! Overkill.
I don't know that song. That's not fair. That
you know the song.
No, I don't.
That's off of WWE Pro, right? Where it hurts.
I don't know that song.
You know the song.
No. I know. Told you 3 or 4 of their songs, maybe.
Really?
For real.
She's lying.
And I like 2 of them.
Oh please!
Didn't you see Overkill live?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't think so.
No, I didn't. I know who I've seen live.
Does this? I wonder if this interface has a mute button on her channel.
Shut up.
It does not. Are you ready? Song 2?
Yeah, song maybe I know this time.
Ooh, you know. This is the fucking hard round. All right? This isn't easy. You got to use your fucking brains on this one. Song number 2. Here we go.
That's Testament.
Pretty sure I know who
no
it is.
Idea, then.
Well, shoot.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, this is hard for sure.
Come on.
That told you. Oh, shit.
Which one?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
You want the point?
Hold on. Come on, Brennan. White Zombie.
You got it.
Okay, good. Brennan's making a comeback.
Hell yeah. Look at this. Yeah, son.
Yeah, not familiar
so,
with that.
So, Brendan, you do realize if you answer the next 2,
then I win.
You win.
Yep.
The next 2, and you win. What about. Ooh. All right. Never mind. Let's keep my mouth shut. Here. It's number 3. Yeah, look at the wheels turning. what's that look on your face for, woman? Oh, come on. You know damn well who this is.
Oh, shit.
I recognize it, but I can't think of who it is.
Come on. I need answers. Man, oh, man.
I need to hear a singer.
Oh, jeez. Cheaters.
Wow. Is this the band I even listen to?
Yes, it is. I'll give you a hint. For some reason, this album, they went super heavy on their vocals. They're usually not this heavy on vocals. Been around a long time.
Testament?
Brendan got it.
Okay, good.
Now you play Testament song.
Figured you were going to get it because it's all you've been screaming out all night. Testament.
What album was that?
Demonic.
Oh.
I shouldn't say one of the only. I think after that one, I kind of quit following them. They could still be doing that, but I don't think they are. And I don't know why they went that route on that. I mean, it's a good album. I like it. I just don't know why they went that route.
Was that came out immediately after Low, right?
I think it was the album after, correct.
So I think they started doing the changing the vocals like that for Low.
Yeah, they did. It was more more of the thrashy, raspy, but then they went more a little more death in there. Like, and then, then this one, it was like the complete opposite. It was all like the more death style, or, you know, that kind of more guttural. A good album. I just don't know why they went there. Cause I don't think the other ones are that heavy, if I remember correctly. I know I've listened to them, like, checked them out, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess they're just trying to, I don't know, maybe it didn't do well.
Yeah.
But I thought it was awesome. But I like, I'm more of that route anyways. So here we go.
Okay.
Last one.
For the win.
For the win.
It's 5-5.
And I'm hoping this one's a decent one. This may be easier than I thought now that I'm thinking about it, but I don't know. Okay. We'll see. Here we go.
Sentenced.
Brendan, you did not win.
I did not. God damn it.
You were close, my friend.
Better than last time.
Way, way better than last time.
I think we should do it again with a better situation, circumstances.
What, drinking your asses off and doing it?
I've only been awake for 19 hours now, or however long it's been. So.
Let me see. One thing before we play another song. I want to see if I can do a bonus.
Like you did last time.
Yeah, another bonus round. But I want to see if I have it on here. I don't remember if I do. Damn it. I don't have the song on here. But that's okay. You know what I got? YouTube. That's got everything on there. Let's see. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I got it right here. Bonus round. Just for shits and grins. Ready?
Yep.
I hope a fucking advertisement doesn't
pop up. First, I'm just going
to
say that.
Oh, fuck. All right, here we go. There's no way it can't be that popular. It can't generate that much. All right, let's see what happens. Fuck. God damn it. I'm going to wait 10 seconds, too. It won't even let me skip the fucking thing. Oh, I knew that was going to fucking happen. Make an ass out of me. All right, here we go.
Cradle of Filth, but...
Good.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I was trying to throw you off.
Death Comes Ripping, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
Death
Comes Ripping, Misfits.
Oh.
I don't even remember they did that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Good cover.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite Misfits songs.
Yeah.
Well, they're burned into my brain, so I think you should know that about me by now.
I totally forgot that he screamed at the beginning like that, because otherwise I wouldn't have picked that one. To me, I was like, fuck, it just gave it away. I thought it actually went into the music.
Yeah.
I forgot he screamed. Because I was hoping you guys would both be yelling at the Misfits. Yeah. Like, wrong. So it wasn't as slick. And then the advertisement before kind of... Fuck me over on that, dickheads. All right, what do we got next, buddy?
Looks like user-friendly killer robots playing their song Sweet Sorrow.
Walks through that door, and I'm feeling never felt. Never.
That was Sweet Sorrow by User Friendly Killer Robots. They are from Traverse City, Michigan, and you can find them at facebook.com/UKRBand.
All right. Awesome. So the wife's gone. I want to thank her for coming in and stomping Brendan. I shouldn't say stomping. It was actually close on this one. It wasn't like Saturdays where Brendan just got annihilated.
It was 9-2. This time it was 6-5.
Yeah, it's a little better. You're doing better. So what's the big news now that happened this week?
Apparently, Chris Cornell died.
Correct.
What did he die of? Did you ever hear?
Suicide.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, that's what the reports are all saying. Oh. He hung himself.
Oh no shit.
And I don't know the details, but that's just. Because it was actually your brother. That's where I heard it from. Your brother posted it on Facebook. Really? I was at the gym. And
I get you.
A notification popped up on my phone, and I saw it, like, changing songs or seeing what time it was, whatever. And I was like, and it's kind of funny because I was like, Chris Cornell. I'm like, why do I know that name? For some reason, not thinking. I was like, oh, fuck. Pretty surprising. I mean, real surprising. Especially it being suicide.
Yeah.
When your brother first posted it, it said that he had died the night before.
Yeah.
And they didn't give any details. It said there were no details whatsoever.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, probably a massive heart attack from years of fucking drugs and alcohol, you know? Uh-huh. That's what I always blame it on.
Yeah.
He said he was 52.
Yeah.
And then as the day went on, it turned into a possible suicide. I'm like, I don't know about that. That's probably just rumors. And then they came out. I was like, he fucking hung himself.
Huh. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's... I don't know, man. That's...
You a fan of Soundgarden at all?
I listened to him back when I was a kid,
really?
You know, but I mean, I shouldn't even say that the one album that was super popular,
Spoon Man.
Yeah, it was Spoon Man, exactly, whatever album that was.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hate him, but I mean, I don't know. I was just never, I mean, like I said, when I was growing up and I was listening to all that before I got into metal, I was listening to all that grunge stuff because all my friends listened to, you know, they weren't like one of my favorites, but they were in my mix.
I was never really a fan of him at all.
No, I mean, he had a long career. I mean, I guess he kind of disappeared for a little bit, maybe. But then he came out, I think it was Audio Slave.
Was that his band?
I think.
Maybe, it could have been.
I think it was. I could be wrong, but I thought he was a part of that. I know he had a band come out for a while, and he was doing good on that. And then Soundgarden came back out.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. It was in the middle of a tour.
Oh, was it? Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, a guy at work said... I'm glad I didn't buy tickets to Point Fest. That was the only band that was good.
Yeah, they canceled it. They were on tour with the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh, really?
So I don't know what the fuck. I mean, can you imagine that? You just got done having a great show, and then you're just like, fuck this.
Huh.
Yeah, it wasn't like you were just at home or after tour. Nothing's going on. I mean, the middle of the fucking tour, he just decided, this is it. This is the fucking day. It's happening right now.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
It is. That's pretty strange. But I guess it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got next?
A band called Core Rozic playing a song called Bitter Rat. Is clear, swears he is your friend. Go! Was Bitter Rat by Core Rozic. They are from Queens, New York, and you can find them at facebook.com/KoreRozicNYC.
Awesome. So we got one left for you, and we're gonna get the fuck out of here. I want to bring up that Savage Mountain Punk Festival again. Be sure to check that out if you are in. Oh my God, I can't remember the, what did I say it was? Was it D.C.?
Baltimore. D.C.
Was it Pittsburgh?
Yeah, could have been.
I think it was those three. I think this place is about a 2-hour drive from all of those. Centrally located. So if you were in that area and you were in the fucking punk, get your ass to the show. Tickets are available at www.svgmtnpunkfest.com. You'll find a link there.
And the link up near the top of the page.
Top of there. Click on that. Get your tickets. For my list, I have 1, 2, 3. Was it like 15 bands?
15.
Yeah, they could have changed by now. I need to be a little more thorough about that and check up. There's a lot of bands. I've listened to most of them. I haven't been through them all, and they all fucking sound awesome. Ones I've heard. We're hoping next month to have a bunch to play for you guys.
On the website, it looks like they got 19 bands listed now.
19? Oh shit! See, it's growing. Like it. Yeah, it doesn't happen until August 11th and 12th. So it's 2 days. I'm sure there may be even more bands at it by then that we'll be telling you about. I think we might be doing some ticket giveaways for it too. We were talking about with the promoter of the show. I'll know hopefully more in June for you on that one. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/empathicaradio. Like the page. You can find us on Instagram at empathicaradio. What else? Leave us a fucking review. Leave us a review. You can tell it's late. Leave us a review on iTunes, please. Subscribe. It's free. Go on Google Play as well. I don't know how that works because I have an iPhone, so I don't know if it's subscribing or following, whatever they say. But if you have a Android, go to Google Play and click on it and make it always show up in your phone so you get every episode. If you know other bands that would be interested, just have them submit shit to us. We want to hear it. We want to play it. You can submit all your music to empathicaradio@gmail.com. I think that's everything. I'm sure I forgot something. And as soon as we get done, I'm going to be like, fuck. All right, buddy. What's the last one?
We got Roach on the Wall by the band Fulcrum. They are out of Richmond, Virginia. And you can find them at reverbnation.com/fulcrum and then the number 6.
All right. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks.